My business, yes, the brands I'm running today, didn't grow from fancy networking events, family connections, or viral moments on the internet. It grew primarily from my content through Instagram. Yep, just Instagram. Organic posts, raw captions, and a whole lot of speaking to the right people in the right way. Most of my clients, they're not locals, they're not referrals. Most of them are complete strangers who found me online, connected with my message, and decided to invest thousands of dollars, by the way, with me as their coach, consultant, and service provider. My content isn't flashy, viral for a day kind of stuff. It's intentional, it's strategic. No, I don't have 100,000 followers. I don't even have 10,000 followers. My content is designed to convert into cash. And if you're ready to learn how to create content that actually sells, then this episode is for you. Welcome to Becoming the Authority, the secret podcast where we leave the rules behind, break ceilings, and build the dreams they said we couldn't. I'm Nicole Nieves, a former corporate exec turned unapologetic entrepreneur, creating a space for the doers, the dreamers, and the rebels to go all in and bet on themselves. Here, we're talking real stories, bold strategies, and all the mindset shifts you need to turn your what-ifs into watch this. This isn't just about business. This is about building a brand and a life that is unapologetically you. So if you're ready to ditch the doubt, play big, and become the authority in your space, you're in the right place. Let's break ceilings, build the dreams, and make waves together. You in? Here's something I never said out loud. I've almost exclusively built my business on Instagram alone, but it didn't start out that way, and that absolutely was not my goal to begin with. Knowing how to make money off of my posts was not the vibe when I first started posting. I fell into the trap of the goal being growth, likes, followers. I thought I had to get 10,000 followers in order to see real results. So I'd post what I thought people wanted to see, some motivational quote, a trendy dance, a photo with a cute caption. Basically, I was blending in with the crowd. I wasn't standing out at all. And guess what? Zero leads, no DMs, no sales. It really wasn't until I stopped focusing on trying to look the part, blending with everyone else, and started to just focus on building true connection and relationships with people online. That's when everything changed. I started to ask myself, if my social media is meant to grow my business, aka sell my services, aka sell me as the expert who can help them, then I need to start treating my Instagram, my content, like a sales conversation. You see, I used to be VP of sales in charge of training hundreds of high-level salespeople and executives for a Fortune 500 company for years. I was a key part of project teams that were both developing the products, and then I was part of the training staff that would deploy those products to sales teams to go out in the field and make sales for the company. But to top it all off, my entire compensation and reward package was completely built off of other people's success. That's right, my sales goals, they weren't tied to how effective I was in the sales conversation. It was tied to how effective I was able to train others to be in their sales conversation. How well could I build up the sales team and the acumen they have in every person in my multi-state territory? No pressure. So needless to say, one thing I got exceptionally good at, teaching people how to nail the sales conversation and close the deal. The problem most entrepreneurs have when it comes to curating content that is going to sell their services is that they don't actually treat their content like a sales conversation. It's not until you apply those strategies to your content, aka your digital sales team, that everything can change for you. When I started to look at things through that lens, I couldn't care less about followers. And again, I have less than 10,000 followers even now on social media 5 years later. And yet my entire business has grown through the effectiveness of my content. The idea of turning those followers, however many they are, into clients, focusing on quality over quantity. But trust me, there was a method to my madness. Here's what I had to ask myself. Number one, what's keeping my dream clients up at night? What is stressing them out? What do they feel overwhelmed with? What do they think they absolutely cannot overcome? Secondly, what do they want to achieve most? What do they want to feel when they achieve those things? Why does it matter to them? And what's holding them back the most? Number three, how can I show them that I am the go-to expert that they have been searching for? Whether it's through my content, through my stories, through my lives, Every opportunity I have to speak or share content online is a chance to showcase my expertise and connect to people in a deep, thoughtful, intentional way. But honestly, most importantly, how can I relate to people through my story? Because stories sell, stories connect, stories convert. And people are tired of all the fake accounts and shady people that they're finding online. They want real. They want you. When I started answering those questions through the content I was creating, I went from crickets to cash flow. Clients came from out of nowhere. People who did not know me but felt like they knew me because of what I share online was the norm when I would jump on consult calls. I'd get on this call with a complete stranger. I knew very little about them, and they knew enough about me to be ready to pay me $1,500 a month for a 6-month coaching session or $5,000 a month for done-for-you marketing because they connected to my story, my vibe, my content. That is the kind of content I want you to have. No, that's the kind of content I need you to have if you're trying to grow and scale your business. Content that isn't focused on going viral and posts that don't sound like ChatGPT wrote them for you. Can I get an amen? It's time to create content that isn't just sitting there collecting dust, getting ignored by the masses, but is actively working for you in your business. Easier said than done. Let's break it down. Now that we've established that my content strategy is not about volume, it's about impact, let me hone in on my DASH content framework that helps bring the magic to life. DASH stands for Dilemmas, Aspirations, Solutions, and Heartfelt Stories. It is quite literally the only thing you need to be creating content around. So let's break it down. Dilemmas. Dilemmas are your clients' pain points, their struggles, the raw feelings that they're having that are holding them back. I want you to speak to that. Show them that you get it. Call them out for what it is. That is what you want your content to come across when it comes to your ideal client, because you're calling them out for the things that they are stuck in, the things that they are struggling with, and you're doing it in a way that aligns with your brand voice, whether it's tender and loving or aggressive and bold or a combination of tough love. You deliver it in whatever way makes sense to you and what feels comfortable for you, but you have to be in tune with what your audience is struggling with, because otherwise, why would they buy from you? Why do they need what you have to offer? If they don't have a problem, what are you solving for? We talked about how the number one reason why businesses fail is that there's no demand for their offer. If you can't understand that there is a problem your clients have and you have the solution to it, then you're never going to sell your offers. You're never going to make money in your business. If you're too afraid to call out the problem because you don't want to be rude, then frankly, they don't need what you're selling. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to stop there. You don't have to be the Debbie Downer who's just always pointing out people's problems. You can talk about their aspirations, hopes, and dreams as well. That's the second part of the DASH framework. You want to paint the version of their life or their business that they cannot stop thinking about. Yes, they have this problem, but gosh, if this was solved, wouldn't it be so incredible if? Be descriptive, be thoughtful, and do it in a way that still connects to them on a heartfelt level. Here's an example from me to you. Wouldn't it be great if you had clients who are magnetically attracted to the content you're putting out? You don't need a sales call to convince them that you're the expert. You don't need a big launch to make $100,000. You don't need to post twice a day on Instagram or create a podcast, blog, or YouTube video every single week. You just need to create content that connects to the heart of your ideal client, calls out what they're struggling with, paints a picture for where they want to go, and watch the leads flow in. I just painted a beautiful picture of what it would be like if you started applying my DASH content framework to your own business. You're struggling to get clients. You're not sure where the next sale is coming from. There's inconsistency in your business. You're tired of jumping on sales calls. You're done with live launching. These are all the problems that you've been struggling with. And what you want most is an endless flow of clients, consistent revenue coming in, to not be a slave to social media, to not have to chase followers. That is the power of the DASH content framework. The third part of it is your unique solution. You see that as part of the picture that I'm painting for you, I'm immediately telling you, you can have that through my DASH framework. That DASH framework is unique to me. It is a methodology that I created that is going to help you get what you want and overcome the problems that you have. It's not something that ChatGPT is going to throw out there. It's not something that everybody else is doing. It's not rinse and repeat content. It's unique to me. If you've taken our Irresistible Offer Lab, then you're unlocking your unique framework and methodology in there. And in this process, in the content you're creating, you're just bringing that to life. You're sharing what that framework is. You're talking about your secret formula, your proven method, because that's positioning you as the expert and authority so people want to give you their money in exchange for your services and solutions. This is where you can position your offers as the bridge between their dilemmas and their aspirations. Through your unique method, your unique solution, your offer is what's going to take them from where they are to where they want to go. And if you're feeling unsure about this, definitely hop into the Irresistible Offer Lab where we break it all down. Your content should really be a reflection of the services and solutions that you're already offering. But where you really connect to people is through your heartfelt stories, the fourth part of our DASH framework. This is where you share your truth, you tell your journey, you share your growth and that of your clients. You want to tell your story because people do business with people. In episode 2, The Confidence Code, I talk all about the three core stories that you should have on rinse and repeat: your grow up story, your OG story, and your glow up story. So go listen to that episode if you need a refresher, because this is the part where you pull those stories into your content. People want to connect with who you are, especially because you are representing your brand. You are probably the service provider, the coach, the consultant, you're the trainer, you're the founder, the CEO, the reason why they are exchanging money for you, your brand, your company is because of you. This is the power of personal branding, and your stories is such an important part of that, that you want that to come across in your content as well. This is it. This is the secret to creating content that converts. This DASH four-part framework. It's not just a checklist. It's literally the foundation of how I've built trust, authority, and loyalty in my content through my posts. Whether you create individual posts on each or you use this as the anatomy of a perfect post, this is going to take your content from good to great and take you from overwhelmed to overbooked. Because here's where most people go wrong. Most people post what they think is important, what they think their clients want to hear, mostly what they want to talk about, what comes easy to them, not necessarily what their audience actually cares about. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Your audience doesn't really care about how great your life is and how well you're doing and how awesome your services are. They just want to know, how can you help them improve their life? How can you help them overcome their problems? How can you help them get closer to their dreams? Speak to their struggles. Are they overwhelmed? Are they confused? Are they stuck? Name it, call it out, make them feel seen, and use their words, not yours. But don't just stop there. Show them what's possible. Talk about their dreams. What would it feel like to hit a $10,000 month? What would it mean to finally take control over your schedule? How much confidence would you gain if you've mastered your content, where it felt easy, fun, creative? When you connect the dots between people's pain points and their dreams, you're not just selling, you're serving. Now they're listening. Now they're leaning in. Now they're ready to listen to you talk about your unique solutions, your unique approach to doing something. This is where you get to share your secret sauce. You get to share how incredible and awesome and amazing you are, not because you want to brag on yourself, but because being incredible, awesome, and amazing means that you are the right person to guide them from where they are to where they want to go. Now they're ready to have that conversation with you because you've spoken directly to their needs. But most importantly, you're sharing all of this through your stories. Stories stick. They're memorable, they're relatable, and honestly, they are the absolute fastest way to build trust. Think about it. I could sit here and tell you this content strategy works wonders. Or I could back it up by telling you the story of how pretty much my entire business was built off of my content through Instagram, how it landed me clients that were paying me anywhere from $1,500 a month to $5,000 a month from being a total stranger on the internet who saw a couple of my social media posts and then chose to work with me. What sticks with you most? Me telling you this works, you should try it, or me showing you through my story? I feel like a broken record talking about this, but I want to stress it. Your stories are your secret weapon. They humanize you and they make your audience see themselves in your journey. And when people feel connected to you, they are ready to invest in you. So in this episode, I want you to take some action. This is something simple that you could absolutely put into practice literally today, if not tomorrow. I want you to focus on creating content using this DASH framework. Number one, create a post that addresses one big problem that your audience is facing today, or paint a picture of where they want to go, what their dreams are, what it would look like. Do a point of view post where they can see themselves in you, or Introduce your unique solution. Talk about your three-step method, your proven way, your unique framework, something that's unique to you that can't be replicated, but has been a total game changer for you that you want your people to learn to. Or four, I want you to share a personal story that is going to connect with someone's problem or with someone's dream. It's going to be a story from a place of vulnerability. I get it. I've been there. This is a time when XYZ. Or a story from a place of hope. Here's what I was able to accomplish. And if I can do that, you can too. Honestly, my favorite way of using this framework is in one post. It's basically starting off the post with a strong hook that addresses their problem and then painting a picture of what it would look like if they were able to overcome that problem, inserting your unique solution. You don't have to teach big, you just have to drop a gem, and then tying it through a personal story. In fact, that's how I built the Brand Content Multiplier. It's a content creation tool that is customized through Google Sheets with the exact AI prompts that allow you to create content leveraging this Dash framework. After brainstorming what your unique brand islands are, which conversation for another day, but content pillars as you know them are done. Brand islands, as I teach in the Brand Content Multiplier, I also talk about this in the Personal Branding Bootcamp. They are literally the foundation of your content. This is what you create content around. It's what you want to be known for. So after brainstorming that in the Content Multiplier, you'll move into the next phase where you're breaking down the dilemmas, aspirations, solutions, and heartfelt stories around your brand islands. But the power comes from our AI-powered Dash prompt. This is your secret weapon hidden inside of the Brand Content Multiplier. Honestly, it's genius. I worked so hard on putting together this exact coded formula where all you have to do is copy and paste this into your own AI of choice and watch your ideas on paper become the perfect piece of content. Because let's get real, how many times have you stared at a blank screen trying to turn your ideas into the perfect post, email, podcast script, video? Maybe you've even jotted down notes, your chicken scratch, and you thought, okay, how am I supposed to make this sound polished? How can I make this sound on brand? Now that you've learned this Dash framework, you're probably like, how do I make sure it's speaking to people's problems and their aspirations? How am I sharing my unique solutions and my stories? Trust me, I get it. Don't get overwhelmed. I've got you. The AI-powered Dash prompt is our secret weapon inside of the Brand Content Multiplier, and here's how it works. You plug in your raw ideas, your messy bullet points, your middle of the night brain dump, and you'll plug it right into your Dash prompts, which are columns in our custom Google Sheet. Then all you have to do is copy the unique code that we've already built for you that's automatically pulling in the content that you just input and just paste it into ChatGPT. It's going to transform your content into the perfectly polished post, email, video script, or even a podcast episode. It's going to be tailored to your brand voice, and it is intended to connect with your audience. It's built to convert every single time because it's built off of this Dash framework. Gone are the days where you need to have the perfect post figured out and the perfect words come to life. That's what AI is here for. They're here to enhance the conversation, not to replace us in any way, but to take the work that you're doing, the strategies that you're learning, the stories you want to share, and your unique solutions and methods that you're bringing to life. Seconds with this prompt, you'll go from, I have no idea how to make this sound good, to, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need, and it's written better than I could have ever wrote myself. The problem that most people have when they're using a tool like ChatGPT is that it's not trained to understand the strategy around what you're asking it. But in our Brand Content Multiplier, we literally are walking you through creating everything that you need to be able to have the right inputs into your AI so that you have the best output that is aligned to your brand. So whether you want to create emails that feel like one-on-one conversations with your audience, social posts that stop the scroll and spark engagement, podcast episodes that captivate and convert, video scripts that hit the right vibe every single time, the Brand Content Multiplier has you covered. And don't worry, it comes with an AI brand voice training guide. If you're like, okay, this sounds great, but I actually have not used ChatGPT, I have not trained it in my brand voice, I'm not exactly sure how to do that, I walk you through all of that inside of the Brand Voice Playbook. Don't worry. Can you take the essence of this episode, the Dash framework, and apply it in your content on your own? Absolutely. And I hope you do. I need you to. But I also want you to work smarter, not harder. I want to make things easier on you. Because ultimately, it's not just about what you learn, what your strategy is, and what you can do. It's about the action that you take. It's about the consistency that you have. And if you can have a right-hand marketing sidekick and conversion copywriter at your fingertips in a matter of seconds through AI, why wouldn't you embrace that? Now, here's the thing. If you are intimidated by AI and you don't want to use the power prompt, that's okay. This tool is incredible even without that. That is the icing on the cake. Regardless, I want you to stop overthinking every word when it comes to your content. I want you to stop creating content that is viral, trends that sound and look like everybody else, and strategies that are driving you to burnout. Use the Dash framework. You'll save more time, no more content chaos. You'll create effortlessly and on brand. And most importantly, you'll get content that connects and converts, posts that turn into profit, content that creates cash, all while you're focusing on what you do best, showing up and making an impact in your clients' lives. Your ideas deserve so much more than chicken scratch and thoughts on paper. They deserve to be seen, to be heard, and loved. Snag the brand content multiplier or don't. Either way, I want you to focus on using this Dash framework in every piece of content you're creating. I promise you, it's going to be a game changer. P.S. If you are loving what you're hearing and you're thinking, Nicole, I want the brand content multiplier. I want the irresistible offer lab. Give me the personal branding bootcamp. I want it all. Just call me Ariana Grande because you want it. You got it. With the library card, this is our all access pass to every course, every resource, every tool that we have inside of Brand Vibe University. All of our products are designed to work hand in hand with one another, depending on where you are in your business. They're designed for it to be off the shelf, completely bingeable, and focused on you taking action with what you're learning. If you're catching on, everything comes with training and tutorials. They come with tech walkthroughs and AI prompts. Because to me, while the foundation is in the strategies that you're learning, the magic is in the execution. And as a consultant and a service provider myself, I get how hard it can be to take the things you're learning and actually put it into practice while serving your clients, your family, your loved ones, and oh, filling up your cup along the way. I design everything to help you work smarter, not harder, to help you learn and do. This is your time to shine. And the library card gives you over 40% off what it would be if you bought every product individually. So get your hands on it. And trust me, it's worth its weight in gold. We are halfway through the Secret Podcast and we are just getting started. Now that your content is working for you, let's take it a step further. Because here's the thing, social media is great, but you don't own social media. And what happens when you log off? In the next episode, we're diving into a world where passive income and automated sales funnels, aka how to make money while you sleep, is your new norm. We'll talk about how to create offers that flow seamlessly from the content you're creating through the Dash framework into your bank account, all while living your best life. Trust me, you do not want to miss this one. I'll see you there.